kind of collapsed, but also charged by life, looking for a way to say hello while falling backwards, but still basically getting closer to the edge of anything, a boundary, a place. So I went for a walk. I went out to feel the afternoon drifting like a strange sculpture, feeling for a piece of the air. The crosswalks were rough neighborhoods. The sidewalks were cluttered with shoppers and semiotics. My eyes turned upward for relief. Saw that the sky had ceded position to more affordable concepts in architecture. And all those windows quivering on the sides of buildings like flesh on a battlefield. It was time to do some fading. It was time to feel oneself deeper into the grid system, deeper into the practical joke of civic planning. I stood with the doorman a while. They were making sidelong glances at each other while their visors remained motionless in the wind. I watched the cabs passing by like pace cars in an endurance race. I stood with the vending machine repairman trying to remember the secret code. We were all waiting for the twilight to happen. Waiting for the flaw of streetlights to occupy the corners of our eyes. We were waiting for the airports to rise up and turn the sky into pure logistics. We were waiting for a good 20 minutes. So I knelt down to the sidewalk and let my fingers brush against the texture of real estate. And I saw next to me that a newspaper box had been victim of manslaughter. I lay my forehead against its broken world of affordable advertising. I closed my eyes and breathed like I had just defeated a video game. Like a statue from the late Renaissance. I continued to kneel while the demented citrus of car exhaust covered me. And like the blanket of fumes and sounds rubbing against my tender parts, dragged off, they left me unclean and blinking. Like an extreme napper, or the last person at an atonal party.